But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow.
Final segment of the day. Not.
Yes.
Not final segment. I just wanted to make sure you knew something I didn't.
No, and let it snow. It has been everywhere. They've got record breaking in Moscow. We've got the atmospheric ocean that came, or river that came through the western United States. They're expecting more for Flagstaff soon. Another 41 inches they're expecting in the next 5 day on Mount Sawyer. And we just scheduled in the date to have CAP in 2022.
Oh, good.
And it'll be right at that snow melt runoff. So we're going to have all the different, you know, right now we're below in Arizona what the 30-year average is of about 3 inches. We're about an inch and a half. But with everything coming, we could be in a very good runoff this summer.
Denver recorded the latest snow in town ever.
The latest it snowed?
In a year, in any particular year. So hopefully it's coming. Arizona Snow Bowl closed their sale on season passes last night. Did you get yours?
No.
I got mine.
It's going to be hard to keep him home with the snow on the ground, especially with the kids up in Utah, man.
Absolutely.
You better have a spare room.
Absolutely, for sure.
No, rodeo season changed a lot of my routine.
Now, folks, we're winding this show up, and this is our Christmas edition because we will not be on next Saturday morning. I'd like to look back in 34 years of doing this show, how many Saturdays were an all-out miss for us? I don't think but two or three in 34 years.
No, the one that always comes to mind horribly is when we were preempted when the shuttle deteriorated coming back in over Texas.
That was bad. We're being preempted by special Christmas morning broadcasts that each of the stations had already selected. So the fact that we were scheduled to be on a Saturday morning. But know this, in 2 weeks, Rosie on the House will be the perfect way for you to start the new year, because New Year's Day, we will be here live in studio giving you all the reasons to love your Arizona home and appreciate your Arizona neighborhood and get out and enjoy your Arizona state.
RosieOnTheHouse.com between now and next week. If you have questions, or I say now in the next 2 weeks, we'll look forward to talking to y'all again January 1st. And something that we'd like to always end out every year with was in our 9 o'clock hour, and it was the top articles of the year that were viewed at RosieOnTheHouse.com. You can find that there. And we've got a link to a survey we'd like you to fill out.
That would be fun. And that would be fun.
And 34 years of broadcasting, you know, we have a lot of different ways that we have produced content, a lot of different ways we've brainstormed, different strategy changes, different focuses on different topics. And we've put something together that a survey for you to fill out. Let us know what you've enjoyed the most. It'll help us put together our content calendar. You know, we've got a pretty good idea for 22 already, just because we've got the calendars already done. But, you know, we're already starting to work on 2023, and we would just like to hear from you. So if nothing else, take 5 minutes to go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. On the right-hand side of the homepage, under the quick links, you'll see the listener survey. Just click it. Survey Chimp or Chimp Monkey or something like that? Monkey Chimp Survey. Spend 5 minutes to fill that out for us. Thank you.
Merry
Christmas to you all. Happy Hanukkah.
And talk to you January 1st, 2022.